This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shark intentionally at the start of the next segment. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune into the broadcast. When we start the next segment in exactly 7 minutes, 12 seconds from now. So start the countdown. Get ready. Because we are going to be breaking down some information that may actually shake large portions of the population out of their mind control. And if people join me in this movement, if you join me in what I'm going to announce and what I'm going to launch, we're going to have news articles about it later this afternoon, special reports, you name it. It's going to have a gigantic, huge effect. Last night I thought about doing this when I went to bed, and I got up this morning and thought about it. And was mulling it around in my mind. And then right as we went live, we're talking a minute and a half ago, I said, you know what, I'm doing it. So if you want to destroy the tyranny that is political correctness that is designed to end free speech and everything else we know, join me in what we're about to push at the start of the next segment. Call your friends, call your family. We need to tweet right now at Real Alex Jones that I'm going to make an incredibly important announcement and then a link, Infowars.com/show, so everybody can watch and listen to the free feeds and hear this breakdown. And then Paul Watson's going to be joining me, obviously, to discuss at the bottom of the hour the Chattanooga shooting. We got 4 dead, 3 wounded. The 5th person dead, of course, is a purported shooter. There's a lot of witnesses. I don't think this is a false flag. And you notice I'm right again. Hundreds of times. If you're a regular listener, you know this, but we played the clips. Hundreds of times I've said Islamic State is real. Islamic State is a real terror threat. Islamic State is not controlled by the West. Islamic State is a bag of black widows that the globalists basically allowed to breed, funded, protected, shepherded, and now have allowed to come into the West. They've foiled more attacks on French military bases today. On July 4th, they had to cancel July 4th celebrations in the UK for U.S. troops on base. And I'm on record hundreds of times in the last few years saying they'll attack recruiting offices, military bases, guard gates, shopping malls, Christian schools, Jewish schools, and other facilities. Now, I'm the guy that wrote the book on exposing false flag. And I mean, I'm proud of the fact, got inside job and synthetic attack and terms like false flag into the nomenclature, into the common parlance. Because Al-Qaeda itself is a Saudi Arabian synthetic operation with criminals in our government allowing it to operate, but very small, mainly a PR front. ISIS is a Western-funded, protected, not run. It's like having wild dogs in a pit you feed raw meat. They don't follow your orders, but you've gotten them ready. It's like a wild bull they release on a matador. Nobody controls that bull in the stalls. It's kept wild and vicious, but there are people that tend it and take care of it and, you know, open the gate and turn it loose. It's the same thing. And they're going to use this to take our liberties, which they're now doing. House committee passed legislation to create special domestic terror unit the day before Chattanooga shooting, and they say their main mission is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. That'll be setting us up. while they bring in record numbers of radical Islamists that they have basically allowed to grow strong, a 200,000-man army.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It is Friday, 7/17, the 17th day of July, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have several very important guests joining us today. We're going to break down the tragic Chattanooga shootings that left four Marines dead, three wounded, and the sole gunman reportedly dead. I am going to be breaking down for you here today exactly what I think about this situation and what is going to come in the aftermath. We have a House committee that passed legislation to create a special domestic terror unit the day before the Chattanooga shooting. That Homeland Security and the FBI say their main target is gun owners, veterans, conservatives, Christians, libertarians. That's on record. So they're going domestic. We told you after 9/11 it would be used to overturn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. 9/11 has definitely done that. 15 years after 9/11, roughly, we have a 200,000-plus person army ranging around the Middle East, overthrowing our allies, murdering Christians, murdering non-radical extremist Muslims, and attacking multiple times in France, multiple times in North Africa, all over Kuwait, and now two attacks inside the United States. The attack, of course, in Garland a month and a half ago, and now the attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, that said, in the political correct world that we live in and that the average American is bombarded with, when a deranged young man on amnesic drugs goes into a Charleston, South Carolina church and brutally murders 9 innocent black people at point-blank range because they were black, and he shows photos of himself with a Confederate flag, they have pulled it down in multiple states. They are banning it off of most stores. They are banning people from selling it on eBay. They are demonizing it. They're calling for taking down statues of Confederate generals. They're calling for getting rid of the Maryland State Song. Separately, all over the U.S., they're removing the word boy and girl in school, saying it's hurtful to people that aren't boys or girls. They're removing the name father or mother in California and other states, or husband or wife, because the fact that someone could be a husband and wife and they're not included, well, it has to be banned. Well, you know what? What if you feel it's hurtful that record numbers of Muslims are being brought in from countries known to be radicalized and to hate Westerners, to hate liberals, to hate gays, to hate women being free, and who want to attack U.S. military installations, and who want to attack soft targets? ISIS is a real multi-100,000 person army, 15 years after 9/11, giving up so many of our liberties. Did we get more security? No. And our borders wide open. Because the terror threats are being used to take our freedoms. The Patriot Act is used 99%+ of the time against non-terror related cases to overturn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now that said, political correctness, if anything is hurtful to anyone, they're saying it's banned. That's totalitarianism. So what we need is some strong medicine to force the logical point, to force the debate, to have the controlled traitor media attack us for making this point, and then to have the American public have a logical discussion. Now, they will take what I'm about to say out of context. This is a big announcement. But it's not done satirically. It's done at a level of logical discussion. If we're going to ban paper bags that are brown in Seattle government because someone might be hurt that they're brown bags, no one ever said brown bags, anything to do with racism. They just say it to set the precedent they can ban or restrict whatever they want. If we're going to tell kids nationwide in public schools under No Child Left Behind, you're purple penguins, you can't be a boy or girl, it might hurt someone that doesn't identify as a boy or girl. If you can't have your identity because it might hurt someone else, that is the greatest form of oppression psychologically I could imagine. That's the wildest cult programming that I could ever even envision in my mind. Period. So to assault these people, we have to point out that what they're doing is unconstitutional, it's tyrannical, it's totalitarian, it's oppressive, it's cultic, but also it can't be selectively enforced. It can't be discriminatory. And so, if we have radical Muslims being brought in by the hundreds of thousands a year from everywhere from Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, areas of northeastern Africa like Somalia, who are then constantly getting caught trying to carry out attacks or who are carrying out attacks, against soft targets, well, if it's hurtful to people, they're doing that. And if we blame all white people for the shooter in Charleston, the deranged shooter, and if we blame the Confederate battle flag for that, then I'm calling for all Muslim symbols to be removed, and I'm calling for all mosques in the United States to be shut down, and I'm calling for all self-identifying Muslims of any type to be deported to their original country of origin, even if it was if they've been here 200 years. I want all Muslims deported now, and I want all Muslims to have their mosque shut down and their minarets removed and their symbols removed, and anyone wearing a crescent moon around their neck, I want them arrested. Because we've got police showing up at swap meets, you know, saying they're there to arrest people selling rebel flags. Total tyranny, hardcore oppression. Well then, let's see it. Let's see if the controlled left won't just edit what I just said and will take it in context. Because the truth is, most Muslims aren't radicals. Most Muslims aren't terrorists. The truth is that in general, the people coming to this country just want to work and be successful and are fleeing the oppression of radical Islam. I know a lot of Muslims. I went to school with a lot of Muslims. I don't support blaming all Muslims for what just happened. But you know what? There have been a lot of Muslim groups allied with the left who are calling to remove the Confederate flag and who are getting into this whole anti-Anglo-Saxon, anti-white garbage. And so it's time for white people and anyone else that doesn't want to be oppressed to say, I'm not going to be blamed for what somebody else does. But if you want to play by that game, we know statistically over 95% of terrorism in the world is carried out by Islamic extremists, the rest by criminal groups who want ransoms. They'll point towards Oklahoma City. That's come out in mainstream news, was as phony as a $3 bill, totally set up. Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist compound. But separate from that, this is the logic. This is what they're pushing. And so, if one man killing nine people, one degenerate white person who couldn't even get the Klan to follow him, committed that heinous act, then, ladies and gentlemen, we have to remove the Confederate flag, next to the American flag. Now they're calling to remove Mount Rushmore. You know what? Let's remove every symbol somebody uses in a wrong way. If somebody runs over somebody with a Ford truck, I want Ford to change its symbol, change its name, and I want, by law, every Ford symbol removed, and if you don't, $10,000 fine. And there have been people that have used Chevy cars to kill people in crowds. I want Chevy banned. There have been people that have used Toyotas to run down crowds. One guy, I remember in California, that was killed like 16 people. I want that. I want Toyota banned. Right now. And if a Smith & Wesson gun is used, sue Smith & Wesson, shut them down. That's what's happening right now. Bushmaster's being sued by Bloomberg groups. By this logic, if anyone that works for Bloomberg ever commits a crime, he needs to be arrested as well. You see, totalitarianism works that way. If your neighbor or a guy down the street committed a crime in Nazi Germany or in Soviet Russia, you would get in trouble too. And that's how this works. Someone's offended by an American flag. So now all over the country they tell kids, don't wear American flags at school on Cinco de Mayo or whatever. I mean, that's a joke. This is divide and conquer. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we stand at the crossroads. And if we have to blame all whites for what the shooter did in South Carolina, and everybody from CNN to MSNBC to Salon to Raw Story said that all whites are guilty. All whites, you know, are basically deserve, you know, to be ashamed of themselves. MTV has shows about white people and you know, how inherently bad they are. Even though most white people aren't related to anybody that ever had slaves. Most white people came here after slavery. Doesn't matter. Just white people are guilty. Well, then fine. All Muslims are guilty for the latest shooting. And they need to be deported to their country of origin. and their symbols need to be banned, and we need to put up tape around all the mosque and ban all their books as well. Burn them. Burn all their books. Burn the Quran. Get rid of all of it. It's racist. It's hateful. It's murderous. Everybody's guilty.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Alex Jones here, back live. This broadcast is Straight Talk on steroids. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say we're a free society, but then we ban every symbol and persecute Christians and say that white people are inherently bad and are guilty of crimes that other white people commit, but then say that black people aren't guilty for the crimes that other black people commit. or it's racist to want to stop criminals fleeing Latin American justice coming up here when it's a fact that's happening. And so, I don't say it tongue-in-cheek, I want to be clear. I say it along the twisted logic of the controlled fascistic left that wants to remove freedom of speech, that you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you want to sue Bushmaster because somebody supposedly used a Bushmaster in a crime, when it's legal to sell those guns, well, then you've got to ban the car companies and the cars that are used in crime. And you got to ban knives. That's your twisted logic. And if you want to say the word father or mother is hurtful and ban it, well, it's hurtful to get shot and killed if you're four Marines. And just instinctively, I would never go out and attack a government facility offensively. But just hypothetically, I would go out and look for another group of armed people to engage. But see, that's just the innate chivalry that I have. And that's why I'm against these drones and the rest of it and robots killing people, because it takes the humanity and the empathy out of it. It's very dishonorable. And we will end up facing these drones as well. And the West has done terrible things to the Middle East. The most terrible is funding and protecting Saudi Arabia and giving them the weapons and then allowing them to carry out 9/11 and then covering it up. And the deal Saudi Arabia gets is they get to take over Iraq, they get to take out Iran, they get to launch their proxy armies, funded by them publicly, to take over the Middle East, and now their proxy armies and their fellow travelers, their bots, start attacking soft targets here, and they go, oh, we've set up a new domestic extremist group. Their main focus is veterans, gun owners, and people like that. And Christians and conservatives, and the White House is persecuting Christians and veterans and libertarian groups. You see? You see how I told you hundreds of times the last 4 years they would use the Free Syrian Army to equip a new Al-Qaeda base, because that's who they are. They changed the name to Islamic State and ISIS. They launch attacks domestically. They launch attacks all over the world, and government uses that to get more funding and more power while leaving the borders open and bringing in unskilled radical Muslims who are now on the streets in Michigan and in London in the news, coming up and beating up people drinking at outside bars and telling women, put on longer skirts, you're in a Muslim area. And then it's on local news, but nowhere else. They're bringing in intolerant people that have a Stone Age version of Islam. You can debate all day whether Islam is warlike or peaceful. I've read both the Quran and the Bible. The Bible's got passages about war and exterminating everybody. So does the Quran. So people that just quote violent parts of the Quran are taking it out of context. But it is a book of war and conquest. So are sections of the Bible. There is a time for peace, a time for war, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to sow, a time to reap. What part of that is? Is it in Proverbs? Or is it in Psalms that has some great rock band made a song about it? Time of the season. See if you can find that song. We'll play it coming in. But the truth is, Islam is being radicalized by Saudi Arabia, the ones that created a whole empire out of it. A couple hundred Bedouin bank robbers, basically people that robbed the caravan, got funded by British intelligence in 1901 and went from a couple hundred square miles to what is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They even took over Turkey for a while. They now are being funded and allowed to take over by the West as part of their deal, because the Saudis buy over $50 billion in weapons alone a year from the United States. $50 billion. They invest hundreds of billions a month in different Western companies. They have invested trillions a year. They are one of the richest countries in the world. And while everybody's obsessed on Israel or the Vatican, which certainly both those countries are involved in intrigue and power plays, and I have major problems with both those power blocks. But when you look at Saudi Arabia, it's the political correct group you're not supposed to talk about. They quarterback 9/11. Our criminal government stands down. Their archenemy, Iraq, gets taken out and blamed. And Saddam gets up and gives speeches and says that, and they call him a liar and laugh at him and have HBO movies about how evil he is. So all these stupid, geopolitically inept, geopolitically illiterate people could sit around and go, there's the bad man, say goodnight to the bad man, when Saddam Hussein never did jack crap to the United States and was a CIA officer put in control of that country to launch a war against Iran.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time, or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com.
To everything.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. We watch as the world turns and as the seasons turn and as our lives go through the seasons. As above, so below. The globalists know what they're doing. They understand the seasons. They understand the rhythms, the rhymes of history. And they play us like a Stradivarius violin. It's time to stop being idiots. Now, I have given many breakdowns, especially on Monday, of the fact that I want to unify humanity around a basic code of libertarian ideas, of renaissance, of acceptance, of human freedom. Obviously, I do not want to deport all Muslims. Obviously, I do not want to have a clash of civilizations and a war between the West and the East that is meant to bring in the planetary government. But they're launching the war. They're bringing in the radicals. They're protecting him. The reported shooter, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz had gone to Kuwait a bunch of times. That's where his family's from. He wasn't born here. He didn't fit in. He was good at sports. He was a nice guy, people said, but he was very stoic and very freaked out here in this culture. And let me tell you, I get freaked out in a wild culture a little bit as well, but I'm not going to go out and start shooting people. I didn't support our wars in the Middle East. I knew they were fraudulent. I knew they were to take out non-radical regimes and put radicals in. I knew they wanted to destabilize that area of the world to get the resources. I knew it was evil. But I don't blame the Marines or the Army that bought into the propaganda and followed their orders. Just like if I don't like the militarization of police and some cops doing bad things, I don't support nationwide movements to go shoot cops in their patrol cars or shoot them off the backs of motorcycles. Plus, I can go to the statistics and see that the truth is police violence isn't actually up. We are just seeing more of it because of cameras, and that does not say it's good. We're not going to reform the police having a war with them. We're going to reform them by getting involved and supporting the good ones. Because when you don't support any of them, then the bad ones are the ones that can take control, and that's why George Soros and MTV and all these TV channels make it sexy to attack the police. For young people demographics. For older folks, oh, the cops can do no harm. So older folks think cops and the government's perfect. Younger people think they're the devil and need to be overthrown. Can you see how that works? Keep older people from reforming the police. Have them become corrupt so good men and women won't get involved. And then have the George Soros groups wind up crowds that are angry using a few tragedies that have happened to start a race war in this country to change the subject off of the economic conquest and degradation we're under and the fact that there's a planetary depression that we've been in for some time that is now intensifying and beginning to come to the United States. Spain has basically outlawed all basic freedoms. It wasn't since they were under Franco that they were a fascist tyranny. Spain is a socialist system with fascist-style government. It's been announced that there's no free speech. Criticize the government, you're arrested in any way. Report on the government, you're arrested. I mean, it's just over the top. Italy's putting similar laws in place now. Europe is collapsing. You can read the article. It's from Zero Hedge, 1984 comes to Europe, the end of freedom of speech in Spain. Even jokes about royals are illegal. If you do a cartoon about Juan Carlos, the king, being a degenerate or being a fat pig, you get arrested. Tweeting information of an organized protest. They're using the Islamic radical threat to take our freedoms. And then they have movies that are put out on HBO and stuff where they have the left defending radical Islam and saying, you know, that I'm an insane racist. because I don't like radical Islam. I mean, I'm a liberal, folks. I'm a real liberal, like Thomas Jefferson. I mean, I believe you can do what you want as long as you don't hurt me. I believe in private property all the way. I believe in laissez-faire capitalism. I believe in sovereignty. I believe in parenthood. I believe that do what you want as long as you're not in somebody else's business. And these people are not liberals. These people are control freaks. The sickening socialist left and communist left, I'll see them marching with radical Islamic groups connected to ISIS here in Austin just because they're evil and nasty. They get off on it. Just because Stalin is evil and nasty and Mao, these college kids that have rich parents get into it. And then they end up being like Hillary Clinton, being co-president and secretary of state. I mean, the controlled left loves radical Islam. That chops women's genitals off and puts bags over their heads and imprisons women that get caught driving. And the third time, they execute women in Saudi Arabia that get caught driving. And I never hear anything out of Gloria Steinem's fat mouth. I mean, I am fundamentally threatened by a society that treats women like that. I mean, I like my women happy, powerful, and spoiled and taking care of me. Not chained up in some damn dungeon, excuse me. But I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of a bunch of weirdo control freaks sitting up there saying they're the Renaissance, they're the liberals, trying to ban every form of free speech in this country, but the most radical, violent crud. And nobody's going to walk up to me and tell me what I'm going to do on the street when I don't care if it's a cop or if it's a radical Islamicist or the military or who it is. I'm going to engage in the First Amendment. I'm going to engage in the Second Amendment. You ban having firearms in San Antonio, open carry, when the state law says that I can, I'm going to go down there with 1,500 people, and I'm going to break your phony law right in front of you, ready for the challenge. We're not playing games, New World Order. Get that through your head. And let me tell you, you think you're going to activate a bunch of sleeper cells in this country? This guy was definitely being handled by ISIS. Out of our little ally, Kuwait, and the other attackers, Saudi Arabia. That's who runs the terrorism. It's a globalist shadow army, stealth army, to take over with airdrops of weapons directly to them, Benghazi, all of it. And again, you heard it here first. And they're going to attack shopping malls, and they're going to attack schools, and they're going to attack children's facilities. You watch, Jewish schools. Bet your money. Because I know how to analyze things, and I talk to the top experts. 9/11 was staged with Saudi Arabia and criminals in our government and was not a real organization. ISIS just blew up a Egyptian ship yesterday. They just took over Egypt for a year and killed tens of thousands of people. And our government supported it, and CNN got up there with Anderson Cooper, who is Central Intelligence Agency, on record, and said it was a wonderful thing that was happening. 6 months into the burning Christians upside down and crucifying everyone, our news, I would sit there and watch Anderson Cooper praise it, and they praise the Libya takeover, and they praise the Syria situation. And so they pre-deployed a bunch of U.S. weapons in warehouses and had them resupply into Iraq, let them come in their convoys, didn't take any of them out. Let them behave in whatever type of activity they wanted. And now, their operatives who are allowed to be recruited online. I mean, I told you, I've seen ISIS stuff in demonstrations in Austin. I've seen it at the White House. I've seen it. My reporters have seen it in Ferguson. I told you, this is real. And I'm not pushing the narrative, oh my gosh, there's terrorists under every table, let's give our rights up. No, I said they will let them take over the Middle East and much of Africa. They'll then start attacking Europe, the United States, and the UK. And then the answer will be take our rights away and have checkpoints to go in the mall and more TSA on the streets to counter a threat they're bringing in. So, you're going to ban the name mother and father or husband and wife because it hurts somebody's feeling, or boy or girl. Those are mainstream articles, mainstream bills, and it's been done in many states. Totally unconstitutional. But we just, yes, you said this is how I'm supposed to talk, so I'll follow your orders. Now, I apologize. Paul Watson's on the line with us. I want to get his breakdown on all of this. But I am calling for all Muslims, converts, you name it, to be deported to the radical extremist third world, old world, hellhole dungeon of their choice. Recently colonized hellholes like Libya or areas of Syria. You want to go be slaves? You want to go hang out with people that openly say pedophilia is okay? And I mean, that's what these radical Islamists are really of, a demonic group of people. If that's where you want, you will be deported and your symbols are banned. Now, that's the logic. Ban the Confederate flag, ban mother and father, ban Mount Rushmore, ban the American flag. It's hurtful. Well, this symbol now, in the hands of radicals, is hurtful to me and the non-radical Muslims being killed by it all over the world, having their non-radical areas taken over. The Kurds, and there's a bunch of subgroups that are not radical and don't have a history of hurting people and have a history of work. And those are the areas, Iraq, Syria, those are the areas taken down. Those are the areas annihilated. We're going to go to Paul Watson briefly. We have free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com throughout the month of July. That's a huge discount. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, and X2, I believe, will all be sold out by Monday or Tuesday. And it'll be months until we get more X2, probably only a few weeks till Super Male, Super Female. These are super high quality, amazing formulas. You can read the third-party reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. We have links to the third-party review sites right there. We are the only supplement company with these third-party review sites that have five-star ratings across the board. It is unheard of. We have a overall 4.9. Oh, I'm sorry, it dropped 4.8. Most people would beg for a 4. Thousands of reviews, a 4.8. Go read the reviews, InfoWarsLife.com, for yourself. The Oxy powder's back in. The lung cleanse is back in. The Prostagard, the best prostate formula out there. Just amazing stuff. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, Paul Joseph Watson. I'm springing this on you. Paul Joseph Watson, I'm springing this on you. I'm springing this on everybody, but following their logic, I'm not being satirical, following the logic of banning the word mother or father, because it's hurtful to someone, or boy or girl, got to be purple penguins. We'll put those articles on screen for new viewers or listeners. I'm not joking. Banning brown paper bags in Seattle because they might be hurtful. If anyone says it's hurtful, you can ban anything you want anytime. Well, undoubtedly, radical Islamists are pouring in. They're attacking all over Europe, all over the United States. They just killed four Marines and wounded three people. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. I mean, I have a CNN headline we'll put on screen. They since changed it. They asked the question, why did he do it? And then they have this big, long article where they say, we don't know why he did it. Well, he was following jihad from ISIS and went and did what they ordered to attack targets. If you go to my Twitter, we'll do it this way, because they've since changed the headline. If you go to InfoWars.com, I'll go there and I'll go to our Twitter, and you go to some of the tweets, I'll put it up on screen over here, that I sent out last night. I tweeted this out. Yes. Why would he do this? Well, I'm telling you why he did it. And you go to my Twitter, because it was a soft target where guns weren't allowed. We're going to skip this network break to give Paul more time. I'm just so angry. He went and he picked a place where he could attack people that didn't have weapons to fight back against him. And I guess if from a dishonorable perspective, that's how you wage war. From an honorable perspective, that's not what I would do. But I wouldn't do that to begin with. I mean, what if somebody goes and shoots up a radical mosque? Oh, it'll be a white guy, an anti-Muslim. We've got a ban being anti-Islam. England has already done this, where you can't criticize Islam in any way or call it radical, or you're banned from traveling there, or you get arrested. Paul Joseph Watson from London, what do you think of my idea, my movement, to, hey, let's ban everything. Let's ban the American flag. Let's ban Islam. Let's ban Christianity. Let's just all wear gray uniforms and not even speak. Should we launch this movement, Paul Joseph Watson?
Well, within a couple of days, Salon.com will probably write an article saying that you're going to lead to Muslims being murdered, like they said that your anti-PC rants would mean that gay people would start being killed. But it's interesting, you know, Alex, because I put out a video after those ISIS attacks a few weeks ago in Tunisia and France and Kuwait, basically drawing attention to the parts in the Quran where it directly orders them to kill people, you know, smite them at their necks, kill the unbelievers, which is in the Quran, which is why these people are doing this, these horrific acts over and over again. That's the foundation of their motivation. And yet Obama's scared to even say the term Islamic extremism. David Cameron, every time there's an attack, says, let's just not call it Islamic. That's their primary concern. But it's funny because after I made that video talking about these violent passages in the Quran, somebody responded to it, this Muslim on YouTube. First he said, there are no violent passages in the Quran, that's nonsense. And then he said, stop entering into affairs of Muslims, otherwise you will be killed. That's a direct quote. So radical Islam and Islam itself, the Quran, is not violent, but don't say that it is violent, otherwise we'll kill you. And then I put that on Facebook and got accused of being intolerant. I'm the one getting the death threat, but I'm also intolerant, if you can work that one out. So then we move on to the shooting yesterday. After the Charleston massacre, Salon.com came out and said, quote, white America must answer for the Charleston church massacre, which is somewhat different from what they said after the Boston bombings, which was, quote, Muslims don't need to apologize for the Tsarnaevs. And again, Rachel Maddow, she came out after Charleston and blamed conservatives, the GOP, this subgroup, for inspiring the Charleston shooting. Yesterday on her show last night, she slammed the ignorant scramble for answers after the Chattanooga attack. So apparently, attempting to get answers about the motives of the killer is only ignorant if he's not white. This is the politically correct insanity that we see time and time again after these shootings. There was a CNN guest last night. After they had announced and confirmed the shooter's name as Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, they confirmed that he was called Mohammed Youssef. This CNN analyst gets up and says, well, we don't even know if he's Muslim. How can we even start to speculate about his motives? The guy's called Mohammed Youssef, and he's saying he doesn't even know if he's Muslim. So again, you compare that to the frothing reaction to the Charleston massacre, the rampage against Confederate flags, the censorious attitude that has dominated the past several weeks, to this, where today, Salon.com's front page, they're not even talking about the shooting yesterday. They're attacking Bill O'Reilly. You have to scroll way down the page before you even find out.
And they're not even talking about, 5-6 days into it, Planned Parenthood subdirector creamily talking about selling body parts and trying to chop the babies up in larger pieces to keep the organs deliciously fresh for sale. This ghoulish display from Hellraiser is no big deal. I have an idea. How about all the folks that we're tolerant of and quite frankly don't care what they're doing in their bedroom, Rachel Maddow and all the Twinkies and everybody over at Salon, how about they dress up and prance around and try to go find some wine bars in areas of Syria where they're murdering and raping all the Christians? How about they go to areas of Iraq where they're murdering and raping the Turkish women and the Kurdish women? How about they go live in hell that they're trying to export over here because they have such a beef with what made America great? The truth is, these are mentally ill people that want to just urinate all over what's going on in America, and they have even no idea the hell pits that they're promoting as sexy. I mean, the left thinks hookahs and radical Islam is the sexiest thing since sliced bread, when they would grab one of these spoiled, rotten feminists taken care of by their rich daddy You know, growing up driving brand new Mercedes Benz, they would take you and rape you for 6 months and make you a slave before they walk you outside and blow your filthy head off. And then you sit here and get mad at the West and the men that made you the freest women in the world. And how dare you come between men and women and our relationships and our families? You will never break the bond of family. You will never destroy humanity, you scum. You've done a good job, but humanity's waking up. I mean, these people are demons, Paul. They are the scum of the earth. Go ahead.
And, you know, a lot of their sacred cows about radical Islam are completely collapsing. And again, we've opposed the wars in the Middle East. That's why a lot of people on the right who are making these points attacking political correctness don't really have much credibility, because they supported the wars that created these radical Islamists in the first place. We oppose those wars, so we're saying that those were bad. The attack on Iraq, you know, George Bush said God told him to attack. That's bad. But also being radicalized by violent passages in the Quran, which do exist, is bad. So another sacred cow is that these radical Islamists are from poor backgrounds and their socioeconomic status is a primary motivational factor for why they carry out these attacks. Well, look at the home of the Chattanooga shooter. In England, it would be treated as a mansion. It's definitely upper middle class for America. Swimming pool, huge house. You know, he was an engineering graduate, came from a wealthy family. For all intents and purposes, was living the American dream. So he didn't come from this poor socioeconomic background. He wrote in his own blog, quote, "Life is short and bitter, and the opportunity to submit to Allah may pass you by." But again, we're told over and over again, this has nothing to do with Islam. We're told that radical Islam is supported by a tiny, tiny minority of Muslims. When, if you look at the actual polls in the West, 16% of French citizens support ISIS. That was reported by Newsweek. And to put it into perspective, only about 27% of French citizens voted for President Hollande in the 2012 elections. Then you can look at Britain. 9% in a recent ICM poll said they were sympathetic with or supported ISIS. Only 17% of Brits voted for David Cameron in the election a couple of months ago. So when you've got those kind of figures, it's no longer a tiny infinitesimal minority. It's a significant number of people that support these acts of terror, which is why we get death threats from their supporters on a routine basis.
And they'll say, how dare you say we're violent, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, that's what one of them said to me yesterday. It's totally insane. But again, you know, white people have to apologize when one nutcase goes postal in a church. But God forbid, don't even suggest that there might be some violent passages in the Quran when these Islamists are killing people over and over again.
Well, Paul, we need to really make this point and force the issue and say, look, if you want to ban the term mother and father because it's hurtful, and you want to ban Confederate flags because one guy had one on me, did something, then let's just ban Islam. I mean, that makes a lot more sense than what they're calling for.
Well, there was actually a guy in London a couple of days, or in fact the day before the 10th anniversary of 7/7, who was literally stood across the street from the Houses of Parliament waving a huge ISIS flag, and then he in fact wore it and started walking down the street. The police did absolutely nothing. You compare that to the Confederate flag flap. Now people are literally getting invaded in their homes and guns pointed at them for flying the Confederate flag on their own property. So again, there's a huge disconnect, there's a huge hypocrisy between what's politically correct and what's hate speech, with people now even calling for Washington, D.C. to be renamed Black City because Washington owns slaves. You know, you saw the Mark Dice video the other day. Destroy Mount Rushmore. Obama supporters fully advocated that. They want to dig up Confederate generals.
Paul, we're going to go to break and come back for five more minutes with you. Then we've got Peter Schiff on the economy, world events with a 30-minute update, and more calls and news. And then we have another extremely informative guest joining us, Chuck Baldwin, who has said don't take down the Confederate flag. We'll get his take on that and this latest event and your phone call. Stay with us. Hour two coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.